concerns for their safety. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. After the FBI search of former President Trump's Florida home, there's worries about the security of top law enforcement officials.
Authorities are keeping close watch of social media posts, spotting a significant increase in threats aimed at FBI agents, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and Attorney General Merrick Garland. Sources tell Fox News the threats continue at a steady pace online. Justice Department security procedures are not made public. Republican lawmakers have raised serious concerns about the search warrant issued for Mar-a-Lago as part of an investigation believed to be focused on documents taken from the White House when former President Trump left office in January 2021. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former President Trump says he invoked the Fifth Amendment while under oath in a civil case against him in New York. The New York Attorney General's office is investigating Trump's business practices. Anything he would have said could have been used against him in a criminal case, as being conducted by the Manhattan District Attorney. An Iranian national is charged in a plot to kill a former member of the Trump administration.
Shahram Poursafi, a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, tried hiring an assassin to kill former National Security Advisor John Bolton. That's according to the Department of Justice. Officials charged Poursafi with murder for hire. The Justice Department says Poursafi offered individuals in the United States $300,000 to kill Bolton. A source close to former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says DOJ informed Pompeo he was also a target, with a bounty of $1 million.
Fox's Rich Edson in Washington. Three people have died. At least one other person is hurt after a house exploded in the southern Indiana city of Evansville. The city's fire chief says a total of 39 houses were damaged in the explosion at around 1 p.m. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More busloads of migrants sent to New York City from Texas, and the city is trying to determine how to handle them.
New York City officials say part of the problem for them is that they're not getting communication from Texas, and therefore they have no idea when exactly these buses will arrive and with how many migrants. And now, we counted approximately 95 illegal immigrants today, the vast majority single adult males. The city says more than 4,000 migrants have entered the city's homeless shelter system since May. Mayor Eric Adams is asking for federal assistance as the city works to find temporary housing for them.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Drivers entering the heart of New York City would pay an extra $9 to $23 as soon as the end of next year under a plan aimed at reducing traffic in the country's most congested city. The tolls were included in an environmental assessment as part of a federal regulatory process. The tolls would be the first of their kind in the U.S. Other cities around the world, including London and Stockholm, have used similar plans. The legal battles over the mandating of masks in public spaces continues as federal authorities are still hoping to make people wear them while traveling.
The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, based in Atlanta, is being asked to overturn a ruling of a federal judge in Florida throwing out a requirement people wear masks in airports, seaports, and bus terminals, and while in airplanes or on ships or trains. Briefs are being filed this week, including one by Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, who is leading 23 states' efforts to uphold the ruling. The U.S. Department of Justice is seeking the reversal, saying the CDC's statutory power allows it to enforce mask mandates under authority to impose sanitary measures. Evan Brown, Fox News.
After inflation cooled more than expected last month, the Dow was up 535. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.